A radio station run by the people, for the people.
This is Halton Community Radio.
Runcorn Linnets' first away day of the season in the league saw them make the journey to Gorton to visit Abbey Hay. Steve Wilkes named an unchanged team and the game got off to an explosive start when Cunningham's goal-bound pile driver shot unfortunately hit Thompson, and 7 minutes later, Thompson also had a shot which went just wide. Abbey Hay had their moments, striking the woodwork twice from Lilly and Scott, whilst Runcorn had chances from Morrison's 30th minute overhead kick and a goal ruled out correctly when Thompson bundled the keeper and the ball into the back of the net. The half-time rain certainly put the second half in doubt, but the Linnets reappeared first to the cheers from a crowd of 75, the vast majority of which were Runcorn fans. As the rain gave way, so did Abbey Hay's resistance, and Thompson converted a dubious penalty to give the visitors the lead. White extended the lead on 55 minutes with a goal that took a deflection, and the Linnets dominated proceedings. When Abbey Hay penetrated, Holcroft once again pulled off an impressive save after being a spectator for prolonged periods. Once again, Steve Wilkes' substitutions had the desired effect, with Bowden and Jed Courtney putting the game out of the host's reach in the 88th and 89th minute. The final score may have been a little harsh on Abbey Hay, but the Linnets' finishing prowess and the clean sheet would have been particularly pleasing to Wilkes and his coaching staff, as was the enthusiasm of the Linnets' travelling contingent.
Across Runcorn and Widnes, 24 hours a day, your radio station. This is Halton Community Radio.
We'll have a look through some of the scores from yesterday's FA Cup ties, some of the games that involved other teams in Runcorn Linnets' division, the Vodcat Premier, the North West Counties to you and me. Alsager Town's rough start to the season continued. They lost at home to Padiham, 1-0 to Padiham there. Perhaps the shock of the round was New Mills, who lost at home to a team called Friar Lane and Epworth, a 2-1 win there. I've never heard of them. Formby beat Emley. Bootle, 5-1 winners over Ecclesall. Winsford United could only draw 3-3 with Nostal Miners Welfare. But there was good wins for Glossop North End, Norton United, and most of the teams in the Vodcat League did get through. So, be interesting to wait for the next round of the cup and see what happens then.
A radio station run by the people, for the people.
This is Halton Community Radio.